Greg, I know you're traveling around. Thanks so much for making some time for us.
Well, thank you, Tony. Good to talk to you this morning.
Well, the governor recently announced that the MEDC was a big part of the plan and the program and getting more than 4,000 jobs coming to Michigan. I want you to talk about that.
Yes, we had a board meeting yesterday of the Michigan Economic Growth Authority Board. This is the board that is responsible for approving applications for tax credits, which are granted to those companies who are investing in Michigan and creating jobs. And so we had a big day yesterday, and we had a really interesting assortment of companies that were approved. The big headline, I guess, would probably have been the Dow Chemicals expansion of their solar shingle project in Midland. But a variety of other companies as well, including on the west side of the state, Herman Miller Company, investing in redoing their headquarters and adding some 600 jobs. So a very exciting day overall. Lots of IT companies and medical device companies and that kind of thing.
Well, you believe that there will be more than 4,200 jobs, new jobs for the state of Michigan, and companies will be investing almost $100 million to grow Michigan. So this is a nice little kick here as we enter the third quarter.
It is. And, you know, when we started to see the beginnings of the recovery, I think, in the last few months. In June, of course, Michigan led the nation in new jobs created. These are not just promised jobs. These are actual Michigan work jobs. Some 27,000 in June, and I expect we're going to see continued growth throughout the rest of the year.
The Herman Miller Incorporated company, as you had mentioned earlier, is going to really make a huge investment, $11 million in a two-phase expansion of their project in Holland. That'll initially create 1,225 jobs, including 600 directly at the company, and then they anticipate another 625 jobs.
Yes, and that's the case with these major companies that are investing in Michigan. For every job that they create directly, there's supplier jobs and, of course, retail jobs and so on that occur as a result of the increased wealth and income that are occurring in the community.
Another interesting partner in this is Jet Engineering, which is Lansing-based. They're going to invest $14.8 million to expand and purchase the existing building that the company currently leases in Lansing. They are expected to create almost 400 jobs, 159 directly to the company. That's high-tech, high-paying jobs.
Yeah, that's a very exciting one, too. Continued diversification of the manufacturing base in Michigan has been one of our goals all along. So you see expansion of not only the auto companies and the auto suppliers, but the Dow Company's solar project, Herman Miller, which is in the furniture, office furniture business, Jet Engine, all kinds of interesting things going on here in non-traditional industries for Michigan.
Well, when I see this, Greg, I'm always a bit confused because I see what we have going on here in this information, and then we have people on from the Mackinac Center, and we have some representatives and state senators on, and they say just the opposite, that organizations like the MEDC just use money that could be used better elsewhere, that it really isn't creating jobs, and the money really isn't going back into Michigan's economy.
Well, I just respectfully disagree. They're just wrong. The money that goes out through these tax credits doesn't go to anybody unless, in fact, they demonstrate that they have actually created the job. And that's how the tax credits are paid out. So every time we make a payout in this tax credit program, we've done that because there are actual jobs being created.
Greg, I wanted to get your take on the movie making business here in the state of Michigan. Do you think that has created the jobs and the revenue that you anticipated, considering the tax breaks that that industry is getting?
Well, I think it's too soon to tell. You know, this is a new industry for Michigan. We had very little of this activity going on before this program was started. You know, it's a very generous incentive, and it has led to the creation of a lot of activity in the state. So the goal really is to try to get this to be a permanent part of the Michigan economy, and you do that by fostering the creation of studios so that this can be a year-round place where people are employed and films are produced and so on. So we're just beginning to see that begin to happen right now.
And go ahead, Greg. I'm sorry.
And I think it takes a few years to give investors enough confidence to say that, yeah, indeed, this can be an industry here in Michigan, and the state is going to be supportive of it over the number of years to get them to invest in the physical facilities. We're starting to see that happen now, and as long as we continue that, I think we're going to be okay.
And Greg, before we let you go, I want to talk a little bit about Detroit. John Gallagher, the Detroit Free Press business writer, has a new book coming out on what can be done to help revitalize and restore Detroit. Mayor Dave Bing is having town hall meetings to try and implement his plan and get feedback from members of the community as a whole. What can the MEDC do to help Detroit get back on its feet?
Well, we've done a number of things. We've been very active with our Brownfield program. You know, this is a program that helps developers go into areas that have been, let's say, abused a little bit, or they're in obsolete condition. Maybe some contamination, maybe just that the building is obsolete. It helps reduce the costs of refurbishing. Sometimes it means clearing and building new. Sometimes it means rebuilding and remodeling existing structures. That's called the Brownfield Program, and we do a lot of that kind of work in Detroit. We've seen a number of very positive things happen. For example, the Book Cadillac Weston Hotel, which was empty and had been empty for decades, had water standing in the first two floors, now is a beautiful new facility. So we're seeing those kind of things begin to happen in Detroit, but we're also seeing employment begin to be attracted to Detroit. You know, Quicken Loans moved their operations from Livonia to downtown Detroit, some 3,000 jobs, and they're expanding their activity in downtown Detroit. We're seeing Blue Cross make a similar move of activity in Detroit. General Motors has expanded its headquarters operation at a Renaissance Center. So I think that's what it really takes, is that you got to get some people living in.